From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, September 3rd. The sports rundown, 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, Olympic gold medalist lucky to be alive after car crash. Tara Davis-Woodhull, the Olympic gold medalist in long jump, is feeling grateful after a serious car crash last week. While driving to training, she was involved in a head-on collision that left her with a concussion and some other injuries, but thankfully, none were life-threatening. The 27-year-old shared a dashcam video of the incident, showing how another car veered into her lane, resulting in significant damage to both vehicles. Davis-Woodhull expressed her relief, saying she feels lucky and blessed to be alive. Despite her physical injuries, she's struggling mentally and is uncertain about her ability to compete in the upcoming World Athletics Ultimate Championships in Budapest. She's working closely with her medical team to recover, but the timing of this accident is tough, especially with the championships just around the corner. As she takes things day by day, Davis-Woodhull is focused on healing and getting back to her training routine. She's determined to bounce back, even if it means navigating through this challenging moment. Next, second, from The Guardian Sport, Colombia's Michael Zhang comes full circle as Americans advance at US Open. Michael Zhang made a memorable entrance at the US Open, winning his debut match against Hungary's Fabian Marozsán in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-2. This victory is a significant moment for the 22-year-old, who spent years traveling from northern New Jersey to train at the Augusta Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. Now he's stepping onto that same court as a competitor, and it's a full circle moment for him. On a day filled with excitement for American players, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe also advanced to the third round, adding to the home crowd's enthusiasm. Jessica Pegula had a quick victory, defeating Sofia Kenin in just 56 minutes. It's shaping up to be an exciting tournament for the US contingent, and Zhang's performance is a highlight worth celebrating. Up next, third, from BBC Sport Tennis, Alcaraz stays calm in US Open fight back. Carlos Alcaraz showed resilience in his second round match at the US Open, rallying from a set down to defeat James Ferrier 4-6, 6-0, 6-3, 6-2. After struggling initially, Alcaraz found his rhythm, especially after saving 2 break points early in the second set. He expressed that staying calm and focused helped him turn the match around. This win marks a significant step in his comeback from a wrist injury that sidelined him since April. With his confidence growing, Alcaraz is eager to maintain his aggressive play. He's set to face Wu Yibi next, as the draw opens up with rivals like Jannik Sinner and Novak Djokovic out of the tournament. Meanwhile, American Tommy Paul and 8th seed Ben Shelton also advanced, setting the stage for an exciting tournament ahead. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Tennis, Sabalenka earns 53-minute US Open win, but tension still shows. Two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka earned one of the quickest Grand Slam wins of her career with a 53-minute pummeling of US Open debutant Polina Iatsenko in the second round. However, the world number one did not look entirely happy even as she swept aside Iatsenko, then had a spiky exchange with a reporter in her post-match news conference. Sabalenka, 28, is aiming to win her first major title of a strange season where she has enjoyed spectacular success, but is now looking to recover from a recent dip. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt, Georgia AG urges SEC to take significant action against LSU if it uses former NFL players. On Thursday, the legal battle over the SEC's attempt to ban former NFL players returns to court. The situation has stirred very strong feelings. Via Amanda Krstovich of Front Office Sports, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr has urged the SEC to react harshly if LSU follows through on its plan to play players who hope to return to college after offseason and preseason stints in pro football. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing, Michael Wilbon shocked by NBA's punishment of Steve Ballmer in Kawhi Leonard case. The NBA has delivered a significant punishment to the Los Angeles Clippers, stemming from allegations that the team tried to bypass the salary cap to benefit Kawhi Leonard. The penalties include a hefty $30 million fine, the loss of 5 first-round draft picks, and a 1-year suspension for owner Steve Ballmer. This last point caught ESPN's Michael Wilbon off guard. He expressed his disbelief on PTI, noting that he expected the league to go easy on such a prominent owner, especially one so vital to its expansion efforts. Wilbon pointed out that while Kawhi Leonard faced minimal consequences, just a $700,000 repayment Ballmer's suspension is a major blow to the team's future. Both Wilbon and co-host Tony Kornheiser were surprised by the leniency shown to Leonard, emphasizing that teams bear the brunt of salary cap violations. The investigation into the Clippers began after a report from Pablo Torre nearly a year ago, highlighting potential under-the-table deals. Despite the NBA finding no evidence that Ballmer funneled money to Leonard, the league still imposed these severe penalties. The Clippers have publicly rejected the findings, vowing to challenge the penalties, while Leonard acknowledged the mistakes made by those around him. And then, seventh, from Sky Sports, Spanish wonderkid Jodar involved in testy exchange following shock US Open exit. Rafael Jodar faced a surprising first-round exit at the US Open, losing to Chinese player Byung Chae-Aki in straight sets. The young Spanish talent, seeded 12th, struggled to find his rhythm and made numerous unforced errors, leading to a disappointing 6-2, 6-1, 6-1 defeat. This was Jodar's first appearance at the US Open, a venue where he previously triumphed as Garza Jr. After the match, tensions flared during his press conference when a journalist asked about the social media buzz surrounding his shoelaces breaking during matches. Jodar seemed frustrated, asking for clarification on the question and dismissing its relevance. The exchange highlighted the pressure he's under as a rising star in this sport. Wu, ranked 124th in the world, celebrated his first Grand Slam main draw victory after stepping in as a lucky loser. He expressed excitement about the unexpected opportunity, especially after initially losing in qualifying. The match included a rain delay, which added to the drama of the day. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find a reserve at